The Con Guy Show, the official program of theconguy.com, is heard on the We Be Geeks Collective and on sci-fi.radio.
You're listening to the ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
And welcome to Cigar Nerd Summer. It's hot outside, time to fire up the grill, and of course, fire up some stogies. You know, the beaches are open, and movies are back, so now we're going to be coming at you with brand new movies and also brand new cigars. So break out your tank tops, fire up the grill, lay out your beach blanket, and make us your summer destination. CigarNerdPodcast.com, also on the ESO Network at ESOnetwork.com.
We're the Con Guys, and this is the Con Guy Show, coming to you straight from the nerdy heart of Hollywood, California.
And this is Jim with theconguy.com.
She's been here with theconguy.com.
Katie here, aka the Con Girl.
Zordon did not want five teenagers with attitude.
My name is Derek Sam.
I'm Danae Sams, and that's my brother.
We are your home for news, opinions, and interviews from the world of Comic-Cons and fandoms, your ultimate insiders for all things con.
Every time I hear that
the
Con Guy Show, I
want to
scream.
Welcome, everybody, to the Con Guy Show. And let us be the very first, or maybe 100th, to wish you happy Comic-Con week.
Happy Comic-Con week.
Yes, it's a
bittersweet.
To wish me that.
It is. Katie, what'd you say, Katie?
I'd say it's bittersweet. My Instagram and Facebook memories keep wanting to remind me of times better than this. And it's really sad. Like, good memories, but I was just like, I'm not there right now. Right. And it's for the second year in a row after 8 years straight. So it's a little bittersweet.
The wounds are still fresh.
Yes, this is usually the night that some of us are packing to head down. Like, the group I'm with usually travels down on Tuesday, shows up Tuesday night or Wednesday morning. And, this is usually a really exciting week. But you know what? It's going to be exciting. We're going to make the best of this. Comic-Con at Home is happening. My name is Jim Fry. I forgot my glasses. If you look on my shirt, that's me. I am the face of the Con Guy because I've got a nice round head that makes a good cartoon. Welcome to the Con Guy Show. We are so glad you guys are with us today. We're going to start right up here. And right here to this direction, it's my left, but it looks like my right. And we're going to introduce each of us. All right, Katie, go ahead.
I'm Katie, a.k.a. KT_Christine. I am one half of the Con Girls. And I am a Twitch streamer, just overall nerd, love talking about anything. I get in very heated discussions with Jim very often.
Yeah, and I am Cheeseman here with theconguy.com, and I am social media director.
Yep. And, oh, look at there!
Hi there, I am Danae. I am one half of the Con Girls and one half of the Samblings, and I'm just here because Jim lets me come on and badger everybody about the stuff I love.
One half the Con Girls, one half the Samblings. She's a whole person! All right, Derek, let's go down to Derek.
Hi, I'm Derek Sams. I'm the other half of the Samblings. And the Samblings like to do interviews and write together and also do conventions and really ridiculous sibling cosplays together.
True.
Mm-hmm. Right in the middle.
Hey, everybody. I'm Jake from the Jacoba System. I'm the, resident collectible guy for the Con Guy. Excited to talk about some awesome exclusives for Comic-Con this year. I'm sad that, no one's going, but next year, I'm sure we'll all be there in person.
There are people going, but hey, by the way, before we get to our final guest down there, we're going to save him because we actually have a special section we want to introduce, and that's when we're going to introduce him, and Cheeseman's going to do that in just a second. But start the show. I just want everybody to know this is a very important week of the year because, well, it's where we get our name for our show here, The Con Guy, as in Comic Con. We're not con men.
Oh, that's different. Okay. I thought we were all doing this and lying to the audience. I need to start telling the truth.
I know we may be conning them, but hopefully we don't believe we are. So just to start off, nothing beats a live Comic-Con with the roar of the audience, the stampede on the convention floor, the hype, the excitement of Hall H, and tons of announcements, cosplay, and 24-hour exhaustion. And although we cannot be in San Diego all together in person, at least not for Comic-Con this weekend, the good folks at Comic-Con International are giving us a second year of Comic-Con at home. It's an online event chock full of panels, vendors, exclusives, and believe it or not, we're going to sort of talk around this, kind of offsites or other cons happening at the same time. It begins this Wednesday with one single panel on July 21st and runs through Sunday. No lines, no hotels. Best of all, it is all free. And tonight we are previewing everything you need to know about the panels, the exclusives, and everything else. And let me first say, this group of people that you see in front of you are so special to me, are so awesome. We've been doing this for a couple of years now, and their pay is so non-existent, but they show up every week just because they love what we talk about. They love the show. They love Comic-Con. And let me just say from the bottom of my heart, I appreciate each and every one of you guys. I really do.
Oh, thanks, Jim.
Well, I demand that you
double my pay.
That's not going to be hard because I know math. And some, anyways, let's say hello very quick. Who's going to do it this week? Ben's gone.
Blood good.
That's awesome. There's also Jonathan Wilkerson. Always
know Jonathan. He's our friend.
Cheese on the couch or queso on the couch? Oh, wait, on the
queso
sofa.
And el sofa.
All right. Now, first things first, and Luke, I'm going to ask you, Cheeseman, are you ready for our first section?
I am currently loading pictures and things, but if you need me to do the intro, I can't.
Well, no. We have an intro just for that section, and we're going to introduce your special guest with us this week. But before you tell us when you're ready, but Danae, are you excited about the panels? We've kind of split up our panels. We're each going to be taking different sections and talking to you guys about stuff. Katie is going to come at us. She has a con report, and she's going to come at us with the TV and film panels we can expect to see. Danae is taking another. She's taking one of the biggies, Marvel, Disney, Star Wars. There's a lot there. Kongay Derek, he's handling the DC and Warner Brothers, a whole lot there. And then Jake, of course, is going to be doing some exclusives with us. So, Cheeseman, would you want us to do the exclusives first, or?
Or I can do the con up first.
Let's do some of that first.
Yeah. Tell you what, wait. Happy Comic-Con week, Brad.
There is a minor on this show.
Brad, for the first 15 minutes, we're a rated G show. Brad's going to come back with like, what the blank? Hey, tell you what, let's start the show with the con report. So, Katie, you can take it away.
All right, everybody. It's been a bit slow on the con update front this year, as you know, because of a lot of at-home conventions not happening in person. And usually, as you know, we usually contribute like 3 weeks of shows to Comic-Con, and it's kind of been condensed into one because it's not the same. There's not parties, there's not, you know, all that stuff. So, but I will update on some in-person cons that are happening that are not San Diego Comic-Con, which we can update you guys more as the weeks come by. But the first one up is going to be Dragon Con, which is September 2nd through 6th. It is still being planned to happen in Georgia. It is one of the biggest cons in the country, and we've never been. I want to go. I always miss the mark and forget to buy tickets and all that stuff. But it'll be September 7th through 6th. They don't do tickets. They consider all of their attendees members. So you can still become a member on their website. The tickets are $140 now because both the early bird pricings have come and went, unfortunately. But it's $140 for all 5 days, which is a really good deal. If you guys have any idea how much money San Diego Comic-Con normally sets us back, $140 is not that bad. They have some guests on all the information for guests that are going to be appearing on their website. But some of the people who will be appearing, Zachary Levi, Asher Angel, both of them from Shazam, Felicia Day, Michael Rosenbaum, whole bunch of other people as well. So definitely it's a little bit of something for everybody. There's also like a whole bunch of like fun events. that you can do. If you look, check out the events tab on there, they will tell you all about all of that stuff. So if you live on the East Coast and you're in Georgia and you are missing conventions, look into Dragon Con and have fun there and tell us how it is, because we've never been. I don't think any of us have ever been. I don't know if Ben's been. I don't think any of us have ever been. But next up, and I know we're all excited for this and hoping that it still goes as planned, is Los Angeles Comic Con, which is normally in October, but this year it's going to be, it has been postponed a couple of times, and it's going to be December 3rd through 5th. Ticket prices range for day rates from $34 to $49, depending on which day you're going to, and it's $90 for the full weekend. They're going to have Frank Miller, Zachary Levi, Ming-Na Wen, a lot of other guests as well, but that'll be the first convention back, I think, in LA County since COVID started. So we usually all go. I'm sure you'll see some con guy presence there if you go. I'm trying to figure out my cosplays right now, but tickets are still available. And I know some people are probably still waiting it out to see how things go, and I will keep you posted on that if there's any updates. So
thank you so much, Katie. By the way, Brad has a Yeah, go ahead.
I'm so sorry, guys. I totally forgot FunCon. Which is the Funko Virtual Convention, which is in lieu of San Diego Comic-Con. It is going to be the first Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday of August. It's partially in-person, partially digital. The in-person portion will be at Funko Hollywood. Ticket reservations were online. I believe it is completely sold out now, but if you check out the Funko blog, it gives you all the information that you need to go to the in-person event. But it is a ticketed event. And then there is the digital convention portion as well. So all of their exclusives will be available online on that day as well. And all the exclusives that are being released are on the Funko website, or on the information is on the blog or on their Instagram. So
that's really cool. And we're going to talk a little bit more about another event like that happening. I would consider the FunkoCon, it's almost as if it's an offsite, because it's happening sort of around the San Diego Comic-Con. And if the Comic-Con was actually happening in San Diego, this would probably be like Funko Fun Days, wouldn't it, Katie? It's kind of similar to,
They mentioned Fun Days on the blog as well.
And they have exclusives, right? Convention exclusives?
There'll be a virtual event for that. All that information is on the blog, because Fun Days, they're having a lottery for like the Fun Days bundles and all that. So.
Okay. Cool, cool, cool. By the way, Brad wants you to know, Katie, happy birthday, Jared Padalecki, today.
Yeah.
Also, Brad, we got to wish you a happy birthday. This is Brad's birthday week as well. But happy birthday, Amanda, because we know we do it every day. And here's another one Brad wants us to. PowerCon is September 11th through 12th in Anaheim. That's Masters of the Universe, He-Man, and all that stuff. And it's going to be a big one this year because of Kevin Smith's new Netflix series, He-Man. Yeah. No, Masters of the Universe Revelations. Right, Jake? That's what it's called. And we've been having discussions. There's still controversy brewing about that. Hey, look at this. Jonathan Wilkinson is in Atlanta. He said he'll go to DragonCon and live stream. We're going to take you up on that offer, my friend. Yeah, I might be going down to the Atlanta Con. Some of our friends at the DragonCon reports that they're tabling down there and have invited us down. So we'll see what happens. It's kind of a busy time of the year. The one thing about DragonCon, though, they have capped attendance. So, Katie, did you say that it's sold out?
No, I didn't. I didn't know that information. I didn't see it on the website. Okay. I might have not seen it.
Yeah, I don't think it's sold out yet, but it probably will because they are capping attendance. It's at those five downtown hotels, and it's going to be pretty packed. All right, guys, let's go ahead and move on to Comic-Con at Home. We are going to start right up front with exclusives. The thing that's cool about Comic-Con at Home, this is their second year doing it. I think they've really, really kind of streamlined it and made it pretty cool. And like we say, Katie and Danae and Derek, they're all going to take us through different sections of Comic-Con at Home. And they've got a lot going on. But this is a cool section right here. They have a lot of exclusives that are... Luke's mom, great job, Austin, even from the basement. That's Luke's mom. All right, Jake, I'm gonna start pulling up some of these pictures of these exclusives that you have sent to us.
Yep.
And you can kind of walk us through and tell us what it is we are looking at. These are Comic-Con at Home exclusives for 2021.
All right, let's get started. So this is from Super 7. This is a reaction figure Ninja Turtles carrying case. And you can see on the outside, it's that cool, like a shell, you know, design on it. And it actually comes with an exclusive, like kind of like a shiny Michelangelo figure. So that's pretty fun, the exclusive thing to put your figures in.
Cool. And you just tell me next when you're ready for the next one.
Oh, just go ahead. You're good. Super 7 also got the rights to Disney. So this is pretty.
Wow.
Yeah. And that's actually, I wish they had like a picture of it to scale. It's pretty big. I think it's like 24 inch tall or something like that.
Oh, wow.
It's
holy crap. That's big. Yeah. Nice.
For those who are not watching, sorry. I mean, who yeah, aren't watching, it's just
So it's Super 7 is the company, and it's a Mickey Mouse tall vinyl figure that has part soft goods like on the clothes and stuff. And it's, I forget what animated short that's from. Like the
this is the tape Mickey Taylor.
Yeah, the Taylor or something like that. Yeah. So then they have started a whole new line called Disney Ultimates, and they have like Robin Hood and a couple other characters. So they're dipping their toe into the Disney thing, which is pretty big get, as you can imagine.
Is this the Taylor from Mickey and the Beanstalk?
I think it is. Yeah, it might be.
Okay.
What's the price on that? Do you know, Jake?
I don't know. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. No worries.
No worries.
Yeah. From Super 7 again, they have Army of Darkness, a reaction figure. This is one of the Deadeye Scouts, and it's a re-release of original one, but this is the exclusive one, which is glow in the dark. So that's pretty fun.
That's cool. And,
I want to add a little something to this segment. I want to know, will you buy it or not after each thing? We'll be buying this one.
Okay. So far, nothing I'll buy. So, yeah. This is cool, too. This is just a fun re-release of the Army of Darkness. And I don't know what language that Japanese or I can't tell what it is. But
it's very Indiana Jones looking with the arm thing.
They said the funny thing, I think I heard them say that the character title, because it's Ash.
As far as I know, that is Japanese.
It's Japanese? Okay, good. It's Ash from Army of Darkness, but they had the funny title of card that says, I guess if you translate that, it says like Captain Supermarket or something.
That's hilarious.
That's pretty cool. If I had the chance, I might get that one just to keep in the package. Cool. It's real fun.
That is cool.
Yeah, these are fun too. More reaction figures. They also got the rights for Power Rangers. So they have these 3¾-inch Power Ranger action figures. These have already been released, but these, the exclusive ones, you can see they're like battle damage. So you see they got kind of like scuffed up and little like burn marks on their outfits, like when you would watch the show and they'd have like the explosions happen, you'd see their costumes get all dirty and stuff.
Yeah,
so they did a little fun tribute to that.
Are they like the 2-inch figures, 3-inch?
Yeah, the 3¾-inch figures. Yeah.
Yeah,
just like the 5-point articulation. So
yeah.
Yep. Go ahead.
Next we're one. Talking these are Power Rangers. Did we say that?
Yep. Yeah.
All right. Yep. This next one. Yeah,
this is a lot of fun. So this is the Shogun Godzilla, which back in the 60s or 70s when it originally came out, it was a real tall collectible, you know, toy, and it had the fire that would shoot out of his mouth, and I think his hand would pop off and stuff. So they took that exact figure and just shrunk it down to 3¾-inch scale. So that's the exclusive from Super 7, and that's going to be a big hit. Yeah.
I'm getting that immediately.
Yeah. So I would definitely like to pick that one up if I'm able to, and it's not sold out.
Yep.
And for those listening, this is the most terrifying looking Godzilla realistic one you've ever seen.
It looks like he's eating a lollipop.
Yeah,
it is definitely like
a Marshmallow Man from Ghostbusters.
Yes, it's definitely. Yeah. It looks like a rubber suit.
Yeah.
All right.
And that's
This is really cool. This is from a company they're called Cryptozoic. I think it's what it.
Yep.
It's what it is.
It's Derek in his pajamas.
So it's Catwoman from the Batman Returns film, Michelle Pfeiffer version. And it's just like a cartoony kind of like statue of that, but it's just really, it looks really awesome. Like the design of it's really cool. And I like how it's her near the end of the movie, because you can see her mask is all ripped up and her hair is sticking out. That's still, I think, my favorite version of Catwoman. Just character, you know, her whole story arc is so good in that. Very cool. Let's go ahead next. This is from Hallmark. This is the new ornaments that they're coming out with. So this is from Star Wars, the holiday special, the first appearance of Boba Fett.
Yeah.
Oh, and gee, Boba Fett.
He looks like the Adult Swim version.
Yeah.
That explains it.
So I'm assuming that Luke will be buying that one.
I definitely want to get this one. Yeah. So Luke might have to pick that one up too. It's, yeah, but that's how his original color, whatever palette was. And the fun fact was that they based a lot of Mandalorian off of this short. You can see the weapon he has, that kind of pronged rifle thing. That's what they gave the Mandalorian in the show. So that's
also really inspire cool. characters on Rick and Morty.
Maybe, I don't
know. He's wearing sweatpants. That was it's a good point. Sweatpants in this.
He's a cartoon. He's a cartoon. They had to simplify it.
Yeah. Here we go.
So this is from Mattel. These are the Masters of the Universe. They're actually, I think they're Hot Wheels, like little cars, you know. Mm-hmm. And they just took the Mattel Masters of the Universe figures and gave them in their little vehicle. So Skeletor is in the. It's called. I think it's called the Land Shark. Yeah, Land Shark, and then I forget what the one He-Man's in, but those are vintage figures, and they just like shrunk them down to little die-cast things. So that's pretty fun.
That's cool.
That's from Mattel. This is awesome. This is from Mattel. This is really cool. It's all about the packaging too, because it has the light. So it's from It's Jurassic Park. It's the called the Amber Collection, which is the toy line from Mattel, and it's Samuel L. Jackson's character, Mr. Arnold, in Jurassic Park, being chased by a raptor. And I think he does have a removable arm. And so
that's great. That is awesome.
So that's definitely that just shows. I love the exclusives in the packaging and how just the amount of detail they go into.
Yeah.
And so it lights up.
Yeah, it lights up. You can see there's a button in the middle, and you can see the underneath the grate or whatever the floorboards are.
Don't they pre-sale on this? Like you can pre-buy it.
I think so. I think a lot of these they've already done. Pre-sale and a lot of stuff is sold out. Some stuff is up on the websites, but it's not available until like a certain day. And then once they do it, it's gonna be
madhouse.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, Janae, check out this one.
Yep, those are fun. So these are exclusive pins from Entertainment Earth for Loki, and you see the one that just has his name, like kind of like the.
Well, that's what one of the variants is wearing when he stormed the bunker.
Yep, when he's got the ripped up jacket.
Loki ever, alligator Loki.
Alligator Loki. Yep, I guarantee those are gonna go fast. Those are really.
Oh,
cool.
They are. I would love to have one, but like I'm not even gonna try. I know it's a moot point to even attempt it by now.
Entertainment Earth can be hit or miss. Like Entertainment Earth is hit or miss for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is from I think it's Diamond Collectibles. It's the Cobra Kai action figure 3-pack. So you got all three characters there. You got Daniel-san and Johnny and Kreese. So I don't know if these are going to be released individually or if this is like just an exclusive pack, but I think that was either Entertainment Earth or Big Bag Toy Store, one of those. You can get that. So that was a lot of fun. This is really cool. This is from Star Wars or from Hasbro, Star Wars, the Black Series. This is the Mandalorian figure. This is actually the very first Dave Filoni action figure.
Oh, wow.
Of his character from the Mandalorian. What's his name? Trapper Wolf. So this is, really fun.
This is the same one, right?
Yeah. So that's his kiss. So you remember his character in the movie? He was in season one. I think, was he in season two? I don't know. They're the ones that show up and they blow up the bad guy ship after they go on the prison ship. Remember that? And they send the X-Wings in. I know So he's obviously Dave Filoni. He's a creator of co-creator of Mandalorian and Rebels and Clone Wars and all this great stuff. So it's really fun that he gave him his own tribute.
Dave Filoni is a legend. He's soon going to be a legend. Next one I love so much.
Yeah, oh yeah, this is really cool. So again, from Hasbro, this is Star Wars, the Black Series. It's the Cantina Showdown.
Hi, Danae.
Cantina Showdown. So it's a 3-pack Black Series figures. They're excited. You can see.
I would buy this if it had B. Arthur.
They're not going to delve too deep into the holiday special. They'll just give the little Boba Fett. That's it.
Yeah.
But this is a lot of fun. This is the first time you're getting those other characters. Dr. What's his name? Evanzen or whatever. And Ponda Baba, which back in the day they just called Walrus Man. So.
Yep. Does his arm come off?
I'm sure it does.
Look at the face on Obi-Wan. That looks great.
Yeah.
All right. I love this next one.
Yeah. So this was from
just a couple more.
Yeah, this is from the company's called Beast Kingdom, and it's a vinyl statue of Thor and Korg from Endgame, and they're sitting on the couch playing video games.
It's Fat Thor.
Fat, yeah, they call him Bro Thor.
Bro Thor.
Bro Thor.
Bro Thor.
So that was. I think that this. I think this actually already did pre-sell out.
The animation on the faces is great.
Yeah, pre-order sold out.
Yeah, I like and look at two different colored eyes for Thor. You know, since he one out. I love it.
This is cool. This is a. I think it's a Hot Wheel or some collectible. I don't think it looks like an ornament, but it's not. It's it's called the first Batmobile. So I guess if you look into the comics and see the very first version of the Batmobile, it looked like that. Just a car with a bat on the hood ornament. That's it.
All right, here's your final one.
Last one. This is another Hallmark ornament. This is the Ghostbusters Ecto-1. And this is how it looks in the new movie, Afterlife. Whenever that's coming out, who knows?
When is the movie coming out? It's soon. Yeah, it's soon.
It's You can tell because it has that
for Halloween at least.
Yeah, it comes out.
It has the what, Jake? What were you gonna say?
If you go back to the picture, it has the little trapper on wheels, like the ghost trap on wheels. I guess they must like put it on a remote control, like a little remote control car, and send it out.
Hold on, let me see.
Get close. Get in there.
Also, can I mention one more collectible?
Yeah.
I don't have a picture of it, but Funko announced their first die-cast figure. That's going to be Captain America, OG Captain America. It'll come in a hard case. From what it looks like, it comes in a hard plastic case around it. They've only posted the picture, so it's kind of hard to tell from the picture. But from the picture, it looks like it comes in a hard case, like the new comic book cover ones that they're doing. But yeah, it's the first die-cast one.
Nice.
Cool.
I was like, I had to ask what diecast was because I'm a terrible collector. I was like, what does that mean? And they're like, that means it's not plastic. And I was like, what? Funko is doing stuff that's not plastic? Like, okay. So that's one of the exclusives that'll be available for FunCon.
Funko is one of the only companies I think that still will do exclusive and have them be like vac metalized, like the real shiny things. Like a lot of companies won't do that. I don't know why, if it's just like the cost or if it's not good for the environment or whatever, but they'll have like, I remember when Star Wars Celebration came.
When do collectible companies care about the environment?
Well, like Mattel and plays like, I think Barbies are going to have non-plastic covers. So it's just going to be like solid cardboard with like a picture of it, of the doll on the outside instead of actually being to look and see. So they are kind of,
Trying
to do it, yeah. And Hasbro has thrown out some ideas for like their Star Wars, like, what do you guys think of this or this design? And everyone's like, nope, just don't mess with it. So we'll see how things progress. But
and Jake, before you leave, I just want to ask you about something. And by the way, you're welcome to stay for the whole show. I mean, but before your expertise turns off, just kidding. Have you heard about the Sideshow Con, which is happening?
No.
Okay.
Sideshow collectibles. Nice.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. And then I'm going to talk about this for a second, and then we'll go with Danae, and then Katie and Derek. All right. And we'll kind of hit the highlights of that. But Sideshow, you know, they're huge. You're one of the huge. Yeah. They're kind of like, it's kind of hard to.
They're real high end collectibles, like very detailed, very expensive, very, very cool.
Yeah. Right.
It's a week long.
Yeah, so like we've since it's the same time. So Sideshow is having its own con, the Sideshow Con, which is going on this entire week. The first day started today. It goes to July 19th through July 25th, which this marks the return of Sideshow Con, Sideshow's popular spin on the virtual con. While most of San Diego Comic-Con's exhibitors might take their booths online for digital events in 2020. Last year, Sideshow actually centered theirs around a real-world physical space. In other words, they were in a physical space, and they were showing videos and making videos and doing panels from a physical space. And you could walk around, you know, you could get online and walk around their space, which was really cool. It's a custom-made installation, and it recreated Sideshow's jaw-dropping Comic-Con exhibition art gallery-style presence. That's a press release, and so you know. Anyways, so this week they are live streaming all week long. They have many live streams happening during the week. These include highlight reels, in-depth looks at new products, games, booth tours, trivial Kahoot, the new at Sideshow shows, Unsealed and Revealed, the Comics Hall, the Unsold Out show, Steal the Deal, and more. And they will be giving things away every single day. For example, they're going to be giving away a, and like Jake said, these are high-end collectibles, sometimes the larger kind of statues, and they're like spot on, they look exactly like the characters in the films they're portraying. Superman Call to Action is going to be one day. Wolverine Premium is going to be given away on a day. Harley Quinn Hell on Wheels Premium format is being given away. Justice League Batmobile Diorama, Cyclops Premium format, Thanos, the modern version statue, is being given away, and Michael Myers quarter scale statue. Do you know what that means? A quarter scale? That means it's 1/4 the height of Michael Myers. That's crazy. So that those are just some of the giveaways they're giving.
Well, if he's 6 foot.
He's to a find out so more
literally, it's the size of Chucky.
Yeah, yep. I'm 12 feet tall.
More things to scare Jim with.
Anyways, you can go to sideshows.com. events, and it is all there. It is all week, and they are having live streams, panels all week long, and that's kind of cool. It's so I call that, along with the Funko event that Katie was talking about, these are some of the quote-unquote offsites that are happening during Comic-Con this year. And I know there's actually some vendors who are having some meetups down in San Diego this next weekend. If you want to travel down there, they're not having big events, but like I'll find the name of there's one that I put in here that I forgot to write down. Anyways, in some of the art shops and some of the comic shops, they're having some meetups in San Diego. So if you guys happen to be in San Diego, go check them out and make sure you check whatever the regulations are of the day from the state of California, because they seem to change by the day. So with that said, one of the biggest parts when you have a convention online, perhaps the most important part are the panels. And we can't give you all of them. We're definitely going to give you some of the highlights. And we're going to start with Danae, who is going to give us the highlights from Disney, Marvel, and Star Wars. Woohoo!
Now, NBD, just, you know, the small group of highlights here that Jim has had Jimmy to talk about. So I'm going to buzz right through these because I'm taking a ton of time, but we can still comment on what we're excited for. First of all, on Friday, July 23rd, we have Marvel Comics. We have X-Men coming right out of the gate with something awesome. Stan Lee, Marvel, and Rolling Stone 50th anniversary. That's crazy to me that both of these are, you know, that old. I feel old and I'm a child. Fort Salem, A Look Into Season 2. That's coming also on Friday. We also have Star Wars, The High Republic. We are the Republic! Sounds exciting. Duncanville, I've seen one episode of this starring Amy Poehler, and from what I understand, she will be on that panel. Yep. And I mean, if anybody who's seen anything within, you know, the pop culture world in the last 10 years, you know that Amy Poehler is awesome. She's got to be great on there. Also, I'm really excited about this Her Universe fashion show. I'd love to talk about this more on Con Girls, but Her Universe has some amazing clothes. I should have worn it tonight. I wasn't thinking ahead, but I have a Her Universe dress that's designed to look like BB-8. Oh, and cool. They just, my first one. Yeah, I think they have amazing stuff. Like, they were the first ones to make the Dalek dress, but they're doing a fashion show so we can see all their stuff. They make things that, they make jackets and shirts that look like things characters wear. It would surprise me if we might, maybe, I don't know. I haven't done a ton of research, so actually, forgive me.
I know about this. I can talk a little bit about it. The Her Universe fashion show is actually a competition fashion show. Fans submit their own designs. They pick a certain amount of designs and those walk the runway, and they are multiple winners, one audience winner and one panel winner. The winners get to design a line for Her Universe, a Hot Topic
that
line.
That sounds awesome.
One of the girls that you met at Ben and Bree's house is actually one of the winners from that in years past. So yeah, it's actually basically people design looks that are couture, not costumey. They have to look fashion-y based off of whatever they might want to make a fandom for. The last in-person mm-hmm. event, the winner was a Jurassic Park dress that was like completely like beaded on the back to have a dinosaur on it. Like they go all out. I actually submitted last year. I did not submit this year, but yeah, it's actually a really fun show. I highly recommend it.
And the founder of her universe, Ashley, is it Ashley Eckstein?
Yes.
Yes. Who? Why do we know that name?
She's the voice of She-Ra on the,
Ahsoka.
On the new Netflix.
Yeah, and she's the voice Ahsoka. Of Ahsoka yes. from Clone Wars, which is
but I
huge.
Believe she's also not She-Ra, but she is one of the voices on the She-Ra show as well.
Cool.
I'm really hoping that they give us like a Black Widow vest now, because I mean, I want one. We all want one. If Florence Pugh talked about it, I'm going to be into it. Let's be honest. all right, moving on to Saturday, the 25th. In conversation with Alex Ross, the Alex Ross Marvel Comics mural and poster book, Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway from Animation to Engineering. This sounds awesome. I'm a big Disney nerd, and I a former Disney cast member. I would love to see anything about Minnie and Mickey. They're my bros. The one I'm most excited about, though, is also on Saturday, and that is the Mysterious Benedict Society. Guys, if you have not checked out this show, please go watch it. It's on Disney Plus. It's a great book, which I've read some pieces of here and there, because unfortunately, I did not get the book until after I was kind of like outside of the age range for it. Mm-hmm. But it's an amazing story about like we cannot be controlled by fear. Is basically the theme of it. And Tony Hale, Kristen Shaw, who I would point out because I am wearing my Louise ears, just some really talented kids. But yeah, it's on Disney Plus. They have not dropped all the episodes yet. New episodes every Friday, but it's an amazing show to binge, The Mysterious Benedict Society. Also, we've got The Great Norse right at noon. I have seen a couple episodes of this show. It's really fun. It's about family in Alaska. You got Nick Offerman is the dad. Jenny Slate is the main character. And she's awesome in everything she does. And The Science of Star Wars, which sounds really great. I'm sure Derek would have some comments on that because I've heard him argue that The Science of Star Trek makes a little bit more sense. But we won't get into that because we believe in coexisting here at the Con Guys. And then, of course, Bob's Burgers at 3 p.m., easily my favorite animated show as seen by the costume I am displaying. I am so excited for all of these panels, you guys. I know that I cannot get to all of them, but I will get to as many as I can. And
hey,
that
Danae?
Being said, I will. Yes.
Hey, I think we skipped July 24th. If you could just like touch on those real quick.
Oh, we did. Thank you. I'm sorry. I scrolled too fast. Thank you so much.
No worries.
July 24th. That's why I jumped into called the 25th Saturday. It's not a Sunday. Thanks, Jim. You're a great big brother. On the 21st, or sorry, the 24th, which is Saturday. Let me try that again. On the 24th, The Simpsons season 33 and beyond.
Oh my gosh.
I saw that and I was like, that's not real. The Simpsons has not been on longer than I've been alive. That cannot be correct. Apparently it is, because Comic-Con's going to get things accurately. Disney Television Animation, Amphibia and the Owl House. I really don't know much about that one.
Amphibia and the Owl House.
Interesting.
It's a good show.
Awesome. I trusted if you like it, Jim. Also, Central Park, which was created by the guy that created Bob's Burgers. I have not watched it yet, but it's on my list. I just don't have Apple Plus. I get the idea. It's a lot of similar humor. The art animation is really the same. Lafayette from Hamilton does a voice in it. I know that. And of course, you got Family Guy, American Dad, all of those classics. Black Panther, Tales of Wakanda. I don't know what that is, but I'm excited for it. And then Marvel Universe Superheroes Exhibition.
Black Panther is a Marvel superhero.
Thank you for clearing that up. Yeah. I was wondering why it said Marvel right underneath of it, but that explains it. So
yeah, just wanted to help you with that.
Thank you so much. I'm assuming that it is animation because it's listed with all the other animation things. But it sounds fun. I would watch it. I love Black Panther. I love Marvel, unless it's the show that I'm not going to name. So
all right.
Yeah, that's thanks for letting me cover those. That was exciting just to read that list. Yeah.
You did great. Now Katie's going to give us some insight and some cool TV and film panels that you guys might want to check out.
Yeah, so on Wednesday night, aka if you guys have been to Comic-Con, that is technically usually preview night, which is usually where they show pilots for upcoming WB shows. It's almost always WB, if I'm not mistaken. But this year, the Wednesday panel is at 1 p.m., and it is on Unmasking Snake Eyes, G.I. Joe Origins, aka the new G.I. Joe film. Or G.I. film. Yeah, so this movie comes out... it's either right after this or right before. I think it comes out right that Friday, if I'm not mistaken. They're going to have the cast and crew there, including Henry Golding. I'm really excited about this as an Asian American because it is an Asian American lead. You know him from Crazy Rich Asians. He was fantastic in that movie. So it's the guy from Crazy Rich Asians, and he will be there with his fellow castmates to kind of give us an inside look on the new film, Snake Eyes. So I'm really excited about it. There's a lot of Asian content coming out in the next few months, and I'm like living for it. So on that note, on Friday, for all of you anime fans, I have yet to watch this show, but it always has a massive presence at Comic-Con, and that is Dragon Ball. So Dragon Ball will be at 10 a.m. on Friday morning, along with a panel that I'm sure Derek will be interested in, Star Trek, Prodigy, and Star Trek Lower Decks. That's at 10 a.m. on Friday, July 23rd. Anything Star Trek, I'm just like, Derek's going to watch that, you know. So, and maybe Ben. So, yeah. And then 11 a.m. says Amazon/IMDb TV. So I'm assuming that is a presentation by those particular streaming services about kind of what's up and coming. And then some of these I have not heard of. I'm just going to skip a few of these because we have a lot of things to get through. Of course, 12 p.m. Netflix Geeked is the Masters of the Universe Revelation panel, which is going to have a lot of hype around it. That's the new Netflix Masters of the Universe show. And then after that is 1 p.m. VHS 94. I don't know what it is about the year 94 right now, but apparently that is the new horror year that we are touching on.
Because it's crazy, isn't it? Yeah.
Later on that day at 4 p.m., Netflix Geeked is having a panel on Fear Street Trilogy. I don't know if you guys have watched Fear Street. I've watched the first one. I have not watched the part two yet, and part three just dropped. But yeah,
me and Luke watched parts one and two.
I haven't watched part two or three yet.
Is that the new Netflix show?
Yeah, yeah. That's the new Netflix trilogy based off of the works of R.L. Stein. Honestly, I am loving it. I love the first one. I heard the second one is better. The third one, and it's weird. It's a trilogy, but it kind of the stories are in reverse chronological order. So the first one took place in 1994. The second one is 76, right? I think it's 76.
Yeah.
I believe so.
86.
Think it's 80. I think it's 76. And the final one is part three is 1776 or 1766. Right. 1666.
Small plug. Last week we dropped a scare guy interview that we did with one of the actresses from Fear Street and from The Conjuring. Who was that, Luke?
It was Charlene.
Yes. She's a good friend. Okay. She's a really good friend of ours, and she was also in a series.
Which Fear Street one is she in?
One and three.
Okay, gotcha. All right. Yeah, check that out if you guys haven't. It's on Netflix. All parts are all available on Netflix now, but they'll have their panel at 4 p.m. Netflix has kind of been coming in really, like, there was no presence for the first few years, and now Netflix is coming in, like, with all the content at Comic-Con. Rick and Morty, for all you Rick and Morty fans, is at the same time at 4 p.m. There's also Slasher, Flesh and Blood at 6, along with Destination Fear Tales from Route 66 at 5 p.m. So a lot of horror content coming out on Friday there. Saturday, we've got HBO Max / Warner Brothers Looney Tunes cartoons. Looney Tunes making a big comeback, of course, because of Space Jam coming out. That just came out. I haven't seen it yet. Hoping to, though. And then we have some of the big ones, which is Fear the Walking Dead is at 1 p.m. And then The Walking Dead, The World Beyond is at 2 p.m. And then The Walking Dead is at 3 p.m. Cool. So that's that. Roswell, New Mexico at 3 p.m. Family Guy and American Dad, which are always back-to-back 4 and 5 p.m. Lucifer, Netflix Geek Lucifer at 5 p.m. Creepshow, which the Kong Scare Guy is a big fan of. So yeah. Creepshow came out at 6 p.m. Awesome show if you guys have not been able to check it out. And then a reunion for Stargate Atlantis. So that'll probably be a pretty popular panel. Then Sunday in true Whovian in fashion is the Doctor Who panel. If you guys have ever been to Comic-Con, Doctor Who is always there on Sunday. Curious to see how that goes because there's a little bit of speculation and not sure where it's going. So I'm sure they're going to answer some questions with that. We also have the show that there's a few of them here that on that Danae already talked about. So I'm going to skip them. Dexter at 1 p.m., which I have so many speculations about. So I don't know if I'll watch it. Like, I'm just so on the fence about the fact that they are bringing it back. So, but there is Dexter
comes back.
Yeah. So Dexter is going to be back. They already announced that two characters who died in the show are going to be in the revival. So don't know how that works. Yeah. So there's that. And then
they're doing it like Black Widow.
And then 2 p.m. The Legacy of Chucky, which is the new Chucky movie coming out. So.
What'd you say, Danae?
I can't click on the button. There we go. Maybe they're like flashbacks. Just
I don't know. I just
all happens.
That show was so bad. The ending was so bad that I did not think that they deserve to come back.
A friend of ours, a friend of the show, Scott Reynolds, is the executive producer of Dexter. He was on with us last year to go through his 30 top horror movies during the month of October. So we'll try to get him back again this year. Maybe we'll ask him some Dexter questions.
Maybe they can turn my opinion around, but right now I have some major speculation about it.
Yeah, Katie, I'm with you, Katie. I mean, because I enjoyed Dexter a lot, and then like the ending was just kind of like
so bad.
You know, it seems like a lot of shows just can't stick the landing. It almost every show that's just so good for so long.
Yeah, I don't know a single person who likes the Dexter finale. I do not know a single person who did.
Yeah.
So yeah. Anyway.
Thank you so much, Katie. We appreciate that.
And also,
go ahead.
I'm sad it's not on there, but Brooklyn Nine-Nine is coming back very soon, and it's the final season. And that actually, one of the memories that showed up on my feed this week was when I waited 4 hours for their offsite at the last Comic-Con, and I'm super excited about it. I'm a little sad they won't be there, so I can't get that last little dose of Andy Samberg before they no longer have the show.
And real quick before Derek jumps into his section, Brad let us know that Walmart Collector Con is July 21 through 25th as well. They're going to be announcing new exclusives of G.I. Joe's, Real Ghostbusters, Star Wars, and more. Have you heard about that one, Jake?
He's new. Like, I'm writing this down.
Nope. Yeah, he's sort of writing it down now. All right, and then Derek is going to take us through some of the highlights from DC and Warner Brothers.
Yeah, I will point out, I'm not sure if this came up earlier, about trying to fix some things on my computer tonight, but both DC and Marvel announced that they were not going to be bringing their big movies to the convention. Right. However, of course, the comics and a lot of the TV shows are still having a presence there. That said, there's a big presence of DC, and Warner owns quite a few core companies, you know, things like Cartoon Network and Adult Swim. And a lot of their shows are going to be there, too. I say there. Of course, it's all virtual, but we're going to have panels from each of them.
Yep.
So on Friday, July 23rd, we have Batman Fear State at 1 p.m. And following that, DC Horror, call it DC Read with the Lights On at 4 p.m. So DC does have some comics that are kind of focusing on scarier stories within the DC multiverse. That could be kind of fun if you're into that sort of thing. also at 12 p.m. on Friday is Adventure Time Distant Lands. Now, if you're a fan of Adventure Time, I watched several seasons of it, particularly when I was temping at Cartoon Network, because I just wanted to get to know the stuff. And it is, you know, it's a really creative, kind of bizarre sort of fantasy cartoon show. And it's one that is geared for kids, but older audiences can still enjoy. And they've been doing a series of specials called Distant Lands. And I believe it was at last year's con, they featured one that was just focused on BMO, who's one of the characters. And here they're going to, I think Together Again is the one that just recently premiered. And then they're going to preview Wizard City, which is the third special that's coming out. And this is covering the broader world of Adventure Time. The Rick and Morty panel is Friday at 4 p.m. And then Adult Swim and Crunchyroll together are working on a project called Blade Runner Black Lotus, That panel is Spy PM, and it's an animated series in the same world as the Blade Runner movies.
Nice.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah, that does sound really amazing. And that if you're into that stuff at all, and I didn't check to see like who all was involved in the panel, but if you like adult animation, then you'll probably really enjoy this if you're into sci-fi stuff at all. And another thing that is not DC or Warner Brothers, but I wanted to give it a plug because I've seen them before at Comic-Con Live. Klingon Lifestyles is doing their presentation at 5 p.m. That is, so when they actually do the show at Comic-Con, it is a fan-made play that they do in one of the convention rooms. So it doesn't have a high production value. It's kind of like watching community theater with, you know, shoestring or no budget. And people who love cosplaying Star Trek stuff just do a play that they did, that they put together themselves. It's really silly. It is just fun for fans. And I didn't get to see their thing last year, but they did, as I recall, they did a special like this where it was kind of like the play they don't really do at Comic-Con. And they do a new one every year. But they did one that was virtual on Zoom, and they're doing that again this year. So that's Friday at 5. And it is worth watching if you just want to get into fan-made stuff. Probably lots of deep dives and great obscure references to Star Trek and probably other pop culture stuff thrown in there too. Moving on to Saturday, HBO Max and Warner Brothers Animation, Looney Tunes cartoons. Now that's the series that HBO Max has that's, you know, newer cartoons with all the Looney Tunes characters. I did have a friend who worked on the animation for this show. There are like stuff like this is kind of fun if you want to have stuff that kids can watch too. And as the Con Kids is just getting started off, I did want to highlight this.
Cool.
Then we've got a Superman panel at 11 a.m. on Saturday. This is, of course, again, focusing on the comics. It's called Truth, Justice, and a Better DC Universe, a new future for the Man of Steel. I'm not sure what that means, because when people start talking about new futures and reimagining characters, all these warnings go off in my mind. I'm like, yeah. Oh, you also, like, people don't want to say Truth, Justice, and the American Way. We haven't actually heard Superman say that in a long time. As if like he can't speak positively about America. I know that's not really the case, but you know, the soldier in me is like, what's wrong with America? but anyway, there's a very little description on the site about this panel of what's actually involved in it. It's just, you know, a new future for the Man of Steel. So I'm not exactly sure what's going on. I know a couple of years ago, there was this whole thing of Superman going into the sixth dimension. And then like they were revealing this future Superman or something. But I don't follow the comics that closely, so I don't really know where that went. Dark Knight,
just changing up the character is always scary.
Yeah, I'm just a little concerned. However, we'll see. It could still be great.
Yeah, it could be awesome, but it's nerve-wracking because I've shared my thoughts about like Narnia on Netflix too. It's like it's good for a reason. Let's not mess too much with it.
He's been around for what 70 years.
Yeah.
80 years. Yeah. So
let's not reimagine him too much, you know. And then at 2 p.m. on Saturday is Dark Knight's Death Metal, the soundtrack. So they've had a Dark Knight's Death Metal comics. And this is actually music inspired by that, which I imagine will include some death metal. And then finally, more like kid and family stuff. HBO Max and Warner Brothers Animation presents Jellystone. And I did not make a note of the time on that one, but it is in the afternoon. I'm wanting to say it's about 3 or 4 p.m. when that goes on. Sunday, July 25th, DC Wonder Woman Across the Multiverse at 11 a.m. Now, this will be interesting, too, because as the Marvel movies are doing right now, the DC movies have also kind of hinted at some multiverse stuff because they did say they were doing Flashpoint. We haven't heard any updates on that movie for a while, so don't really know exactly where that's going to go, but there have been interesting announcements from there too. And we already know there is a multiverse in the DC comics. So that could be an interesting one for any Wonder Woman fans. Then DC's Legends of Tomorrow. I did go through the schedule fairly quickly, but this is the only panel I saw about a CW DC show.
Yeah, which is interesting because they normally have a big presence. I found that a little bit interesting too, that there's not more because we have Batwoman season 3 coming out. We have the Flash still going. Well, I'm just wondering if it's scheduling conflicts.
I'm guessing, like, I know they still have a big fan following for a lot of those shows. I'm guessing
Marvel is having the Marvel fandom again this year after this. Yeah. So they're having their own Hall H Comic-Con all day event. So I think
DC or Marvel? DC, you mean?
Oh, I'm sorry. I meant DC, not Marvel.
I was going to say
DC is Warner Marvel. Brothers, DC.
I was going to ask that. Yeah, because DC and WB are the biggest presence at San Diego Comic-Con on a normal year.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I also suspect that since they're not having a presence there at Comic-Con at home with the big movies, they might be saving those for the live Comic-Con Thanksgiving weekend, where they could do a lot of big announcements with people there. So we'll see. And it's also going to be a smaller crowd there, but there might be a lot of buzz around it.
Yeah, the DC fandom event is October 16th.
Okay.
So we could probably expect some big announcements related to the DC movies and TV shows then.
Yeah.
Yep.
When does the Batman come out? Have they announced that yet?
I don't think they've announced a release date yet.
Yeah.
They might. I don't follow DC as much as I follow Marvel.
I'm surprised they're not doing a Suicide Squad panel, but
yeah, that's probably the most shocking thing to me that they're not doing a Suicide Squad.
But again, we'll probably get a lot of that in October and in some.
Well, no, Suicide Squad comes out in August.
Yeah. So
my bad.
Oh no! Yeah, no worries.
Well, you know, who knows?
Maybe they think it doesn't need it because they've dropped the trailers before and everything. So
is it a direct sequel to the other one, or is it like a reboot? Or
I think it's a soft reboot at least.
Yeah.
Just happens. Anyway, a lot of the same people. Yeah.
There's a DC's lot Legends of things.
Tomorrow is at noon on Sunday.
Powering through.
So that is like one live action DC title that we are getting at the Comic-Con at home. It's Legends of Tomorrow, Sunday, 12 p.m. The last thing I was going to highlight is also not exactly WB and DC, but The Art of Stardust with Charles Vess and Neil Gaiman is at 2 p.m. on Sunday.
That sounds Stardust. Amazing.
Yeah. I mean, Stardust was a really great fantasy movie, but of course the novel was by Neil Gaiman. And then this is the artist who might have done concept art for the film. I was trying to understand exactly, but I think he's released a book, just The Art of Stardust.
That's a great
idea. And Neil Gaiman, of course, is going to be there. What year was it? We went to the panel that was the anniversary panel for The Nightmare Before Christmas, and they had a surprise host for the panel, the moderator, and it was Neil Gaiman, which was really amazing, and I was more excited about seeing him than the people on the panel, even though that was a good panel. I was really excited about seeing Neil Gaiman in person.
That was interesting because that panel was at Comic-Con, but it was sponsored by D23.
That's a Disney property. Yeah.
I think that was 2017, because the last Comic-Con I attended in person was 2016. And I'm pretty sure Derek was texting me about it while I was at home. And,
has it been that long?
Maybe.
All right, Derek, is that it?
That's all on my list. I'm sure I missed some. But again, you know, that Cartoon Network and Adult Swim, sometimes they do their own thing simultaneously. As far as I know, Adult Swim isn't doing a separate thing this year.
They're doing something. They're doing
FX doing something similar too?
So much of what I could find, I found out like later, was actually last year's announcements.
Yeah.
It's really annoying. Like I Googled stuff. I was going through this whole list and had put a bunch of stuff together and then found out, oh shoot, this is 2020. That's why the dates are wrong.
All right. I think Adult Swim's doing something. It may not be this exact week. They're doing something to show some shows. All right, we are going to wrap up. At Luke Cheeseman, do you have any dark horse, any kind of panels that we have not touched on, or have we covered all your panels?
I just want to say kind of in general, I was kind of looking on the site. A lot of the panels that you typically kind of do see where they give, you know, spotlights on different artists, or they, you know, teach like educational stuff of if you want to get into comics or you want to learn different things in the industry or more specific stuff. A lot of that stuff is still on there. I know we kind of went for some of the big stuff, the studio stuff, but a lot of the stuff, if you're wanting to be an artist, you're wanting to get into different things, or if like you're wanting to know about like women in the industry and other, you know, like different specific, you know, type things, a lot of that stuff's still there. So I want to encourage you to just look at the website. And the cool thing that we've talked about before is the fact, you know, that it's Comic-Con at home is great, is that you're getting these videos recorded. And a lot of times in the room, you can't go, there's so many panels going on at the same time, so you can't like see a lot of them. But now that they're on video, but we all want to get back there, you can watch multiple ones and you can go see some of these smaller niche ones that you normally don't get to see because you're at the bigger, you know, Hall H type panels and stuff. So I just encourage you to check stuff out. Also check out the vendors. There's a lot of vendors, including Hero Within, who's a friend of the Con Guy, that'll be there, that are, you know, trying to keep their businesses going, even though we're not meeting in person for this one. So I'd encourage you to support the exhibitors there that are on the site. There's a whole list of different people. So just still have your experience, but it's online, and I'm sure hopefully we'll be back by next year.
Yeah.
And if you really want to recreate the experience, you could just bring a sleeping bag into your living room or something and, you know, camp out next to your computer the night before one of these panels.
Or go camp out on the sidewalk outside. That's
and
how you
want to get hard-boiled eggs and almonds like Derek.
Yeah, hard-boiled eggs, almonds, and MRE. Yeah. You know, which are just.
You could not
Derek is the only person in this group who eats MREs at Comic-Con.
Can I tell you something?
I first discovered
that Derek and Katie were such friends because they were both camping out, and I don't remember which panel they were going
Doctor
to see.
Who?
It was the Doctor Who panel. That was awesome.
Worth it.
And they were playing card games or something and just having a blast. Like, that's part of the experience that I think we're missing is, like, just that communal, like, people camp out not just to get into a panel, but you meet people, you have fun, and I hope we can get back to that. What Luke just said, though, is so important. So many of these vendors, they depend on these conventions for their livelihood. And I know that I've been following Hero Within, Tony, this week, Crazy for Comic-Con, Tony Kim. He's teasing something really cool that they are putting out. I don't know if it's a panel or they're having some kind of cool release for Hero Within. So you guys be looking for Tony. Go to Hero Within, follow them on Twitter, and Crazy for Comic-Con, follow, because they're going to have something cool. Tony's always a good friend of ours, and we like to support him. Yeah, and support these vendors. Just really support these local vendors, because if we were there, we'd be buying this stuff. Jake went through a bunch of exclusives tonight, and some of those companies aren't like little bitty companies, but like Super 7, they're not a gigantic company, you know. They so, you know, support them. You know, we may think that they're giant companies and they can get through this pandemic.
They're becoming like a Funko. They're putting out so much stuff. Like, I get so many emails. I'm not saying they're a gigantic company yet, but they're doing some awesome stuff.
They got the license to make Disney stuff. So, like,
yeah, and that's expensive. So, you know.
Yep, it is. It is. Does anybody have anything else to say before we wrap up the show? Because we have gone over by about 20 minutes, so we want to give you guys the best respect and not take up all your time. But we hope we see you guys. We'll be following Comic-Con at Home this week. We'll be tweeting. Tweet at us. Let us know what you guys think, because I'm excited about it. I am really excited about it. It's going to be a good time. And although I can't, like everybody here says, we can't wait to get back to the cons. But in the meantime, we will be watching Comic-Con at Home. Hey, Katie, where can people find you online?
I'm Katie. You can find me at KT_Christine across all social media, TikTok, Twitch, Instagram, Twitter. I also tweet and live tweet from both the Con Girls and Con Guy Twitter as well. If you guys do have if you are a vendor at Comic-Con and your livelihood is Comic-Con, please feel free to reach out to us on Twitter or Instagram, and so we can give you a shout out and we can maybe give us a little thing that we can shout out and help you guys out. We would love to do that because we know that your livelihood, we miss you guys, just like you guys, we know that you guys make a lot of your money from that, and we want to help out in any way we can. So feel free to just send a tweet our way and we'll retweet it. So
That's right.
I want to give a shout out to my friends, my company that my friend works for, the Con Rangers. They do con badges that are achievements for cons, and they have 4 exclusive badges coming out for the convention. So check them out.
That's pretty cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
Derek?
Hi, I'm Derek Sams, and social media is a cesspool of ignorance and hate. It is poison. And it is going to be the downfall of our civilization. And my Twitter handle is ConGuyDerek.
That was perfect. Jake.
You can find me on Instagram at the Jacoba System.
Nice, nice. Danae.
You can find me on Instagram at DNAYS. I'm excited to be able to watch some stuff without camping out. But guys, I really miss Comic-Con. Can't wait. Crossing our fingers. Next year, we'll all be there. We'll be having drinks and celebrating Comic-Con the right way.
And we do want to mention that for those who are willing, and there's a possible in-person Thanksgiving weekend, smaller event. It's not Comic-Con, but it's a filler event. So that's for those
Comic-Con
of you who are
special edition.
Yep. Thank you. All right, Cheeseman.
Well, I'm Cheeseman here, and before I say where you can find me, I just want to say Shark Week just happened, and what else better to come on Shark Week than my Quint figure that NECA did. Looks very good. I think they'll be selling this probably at other stores as well. I don't know if Target and Walmart will have these, but they made a, you know, a 6-inch. I think it's 6-inch. Quint's like in, it has like the headband, the beer cans, and the.
Show that again.
Yeah.
Luke, I sent you the picture. NECA posted a teaser. They didn't come out and say it, but you can see they're making a Hooper figure. Because they had like his hat and his like duffel bag like sitting on the dock, and it's like they posted it and everyone's like, oh no. So that'll be the next one.
Yeah, so hoping that one, and hopefully they figure out what's going on with the Chief Brody one. I know they had some licensing problems because that was supposed to come out. They had everything together, but hopefully after the Hooper one, they'll fix that issue that they get the Roy Scheider figure and can get the three ones. And you also said that they're working on a full, like a large Bruce that would kind of go
with the. They posted a teaser picture last year of one of the workers and whatever, and the sculptor is holding up this giant Bruce, and he's just like, it looks like a real fish or something he's holding up.
That would be amazing. I would definitely pay $100 for that one. So, because a lot of the like scale ones you get through sharkcity.com, those are like, you know, 300 to 500, but if NECA made one, that would be awesome. But anyways, go ahead.
I was just going to say real quick, on a side note, Richard Dreyfuss is like really into the con circuit right now. Have you seen that? He's doing all these appearances. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Except for he canceled the one we went to.
All right. Hopefully, maybe later this year we'll see him. But anyway,
where can people find you?
Well, after all this talk, you can find me at theconguy.com and on Instagram and Twitter at CheeseOnCouch.
Thank you, guys. You can find me right there, James D. Fry. Yes. I am missing San Diego Comic-Con. And if you guys get a chance in the meantime to fill your Comic-Con needs, there's a really cool podcast put out by, I think it's iHeartRadio or Sirius XM. It's called Comic-Con Begins. I'm in week 4. It's a 6-week series that tells the history of Comic-Con. And my goodness, I didn't know that Comic-Con began in where it began. I'm not going to talk about it now because it's kind of salacious. The early underpinnings of Comic-Con, it's fantastic. If you guys get a chance, Comic-Con Begins. Can you see this? Wait, no. Comic-Con Begins. It's a really cool podcast. It tells the history of Comic-Con. It kind of fills in, it kind of like helps you to feed your Comic-Con hunger while we don't have it this year. Thank you, everybody. Please follow us on Twitter, Instagram. Please follow us on the YouTube. Thank you, the Hashtag Show, for hosting us. Make sure you guys like us, give us some good comments, and we will definitely see everybody at the cons very soon. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to The Con Guy Show, the official program of theconguy.com. Find us on the WeeBee Geeks Collective or anywhere you listen to podcasts. And now on sci-fi.radio, Saturdays at 4 o'clock Eastern, 1 o'clock Pacific, both AM and PM. That's 9 o'clock Greenwich. It's sci-fi for your Wi-Fi.
Welcome to Dr. Geek's Laboratory.
Hello everyone, Dr. Geek here with a shout out to all the scientists who worked tirelessly to bring a COVID-19 vaccine into reality. Let's face it, creating something of this magnitude is a miracle worthy of Dr. McCoy himself. And now, Dr. Geek needs you to do your part. Remember, each shot is one small step back to normal, one giant leap to putting the pandemic behind us. We can do this. For more information, visit vaccines.gov to find your nearest provider.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network. Be part of the crew and help support our shows by donating to our ESO Patreon or by shopping at the TeePublic store, which can all be found at www.esonetwork.com. The ESO Network, your station for all things geek.